Amos chapter 16, Mishnah 7, Amar Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said, Keshiyadati linaharda, that he went down to Naharda. La'ebar Hashana, he went down there to, leap year, exactly, to proclaim the leap year. Umatsasi, that's by the way, actually, I don't know why they brought that, but that was by the way. Matsasi Nehemiah Ishbaistli, and he said he found over there Nehemiah. Who was from this place, basically. And Amalia and Nehemiah said to Rabbi Akiva, Shmati sa'in masin es ha'isha be'eretz Yisrael. I heard that in Eretz Yisrael, says Nehemiah, that they don't allow women to get remarried al pi eidechad, by the testimony of one person. El Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. And that is, and except for the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. In other words, the majority opinion says, he said, is that you need two witnesses to allow a woman to get married. And I answered him, Kain Hadvarim. Rabbi Akiva says, yes, that is exactly what goes on in Eretz Yisrael. So Amali, so says Rabbi Akiva, he said to me, Emolahem Mishmi, say to the, go back to Eretz Yisrael and say to the sages in my name, Atem Yodim Sheamadina Meshubeshes Bigyasos. You know that the countryside's overrun with soldiers, etc. So I can't get up there to give you the testimony myself. But, I mean, I don't know why Rabbi Akiva could get back, but he couldn't. You know, that would be interesting to see. Mekubalni Rabban Gamliel Hazakain. But I received a halacha from Rabban Gamliel Hazakain. Shemasin es ha'isha al pi eidechad, that you can allow a woman to get remarried by one witness. In other words, he's saying, go tell the sages in Eretz Yisrael that I received this tradition, which they, you know, don't seem to have, or they don't seem to paskin like it. So Rabbi Akiva says, I went back to Eretz Yisrael, and I gave this information over to Rabban Gamliel. This is not Rabban Gamliel Zakain. This is Rabban Gamliel, a different later Rabban Gamliel. And Samach Ledvarai V'Amar, and he was very happy with my words, and he said, Matzanu Chaver LeRabbi Yehuda Ben Baba. We've found another opinion to support Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba, that you can allow him to get remarried with one witness. Mitoch Advarim Niska Rabban Gamliel, and then he like remembered a story, when I told him this halach, he remembered a story, Shenahargu Harugim B'Sel Arzai, that in this place called Sel Arzai, there was people murdered. The see Rabban Gamliel Hazakan, and Rabban Gamliel Hazakan allowed Neshosehem al pi eidechad. He allowed the woman to get remarried on the testimony of one. So he remembered that the story actually happened. V'huchsuku lios masin al pi eidechad. And so he established on that day the halacha is that you allow a woman to get remarried with one witness only. V'huchsuku lios masin eid mi pi eid. And not only that, but you can even allow her to get remarried from the witness, by testimony of a witness, from another witness. In other words, hearsay evidence. Well, mipi eved, and also from a slave, even if the one witness was a slave. Mipi isho, if the one witness was a woman. Mipi shifcho, if the one witness was a maidservant. So in all of these cases, you could allow, very lenient, you could allow the woman to get remarried. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Imrim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua disagree. They say, Ein masin esa isha al pi eidechad. You can't allow a woman to get remarried by one witness. Rabbi Akiva, Imrim, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo al pi isha, velo al pi eved, velo al pi shivcha, velo al pi kravim. He says you can allow a woman to get remarried by one witness, but it's got to be a valid witness. It can't be a woman or a relative, etc. Amruloi, so they said to him, Masa bivnei laivi shehalchu letzar, Er Hatmarim, there was a story that some people from Bnei Levi went to Tsoar, V'chala echad mem b'derech, and one of them got sick on the way, V'aviu b'pundak, and they left the guy in an inn, V'chazar sam amru l'pundakios, and when they came back, they said to the innkeeper, who was a woman, a non-Jewish woman, Ayei chavareinu, where's our friend? So she says, Amru lahem meis ukvartiv, she died, and I buried him. So V'siu es ishto, and in that case over there, they allowed his wife to get remarried. So you see, they accepted the testimony of one non-Jewish woman to allow him to get remarried. Amrulo velote kohenis kapundakis. Are we saying that like a kohen, the wife of a kohen, is not as good as this non-Jewish innkeeper? So amalahem, so they answered back, lekshep kumdakis nemenis. In that case over there, the non-Jewish slave, the innkeeper was believed. Why? Hapundakis hoitzi lehim makloi v'tarmiloi v'sefer Torah shebiadoi. She gave to them his staff and his bag and the sefer Torah that was by his hands as proof. Yeah, but so in at the end of the day, he brings over the kati. He brings it. The loch is that that you permit a woman to be married on the testimony of one witness, even a woman, even a relative, excluding the five women listed, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, etc. A witness quoting a witness, hearsay evidence, a woman, a slave, a shifcha, all are believed if they say that the woman died. The man died, for the sages were lenient regarding this testimony because of the enactment regarding agunos, as we've explained elsewhere in the tractate. Hadran alecha mesechta, levamos.